This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A family of five homeless after a house fire in St. George. Meanwhile, another family mourns the loss of the latest road fatality victim. The dairy industry reports challenges which contribute to the ongoing milk shortage. A parenting expert supports the call for urgent intervention to assist parents. And Arab leaders have approved a $53 billion US dollar alternative to US President Donald Trump's Gaza plan. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A mother and her four children have been left homeless after a fire destroyed their home in Ashbury, St. George. The Barbados Fire Service says they received the report around 8:30 yesterday morning and responded with two fire tenders, one from St. John and another from Bridgetown. Fire officers managed to contain the blaze, but the wooden structure was destroyed. Katrina Medford, who lived in the house with her children, says she was only able to save them and is now appealing for assistance. As of news time, there was no word on where the family would be relocated.
I was in my bed, wake up, the house was burning. I had to get the kids out the house. And by the time I looked back, the house was already done burned. I don't know how it happened, but it just happened. And I right now I'm here looking for assistance, for help for my four kids, regarding like school stuff, shoes, bags, or whatever else they need. My big daughter, she's 17. My son, he is 13. He's good at Rajardan Secondary School. My son is 11. He goes to St. Albans Primary. And my daughter, she's 6 years old, and she goes to St. Albans as well. They can contact me on my phone number, 837-1156, for further information about anything. If they want to contact me, they can contact me on that number.
Fired victim Katrina Medford. The family of Alex Critchlow is mourning his sudden passing after he became the island's latest road fatality. The 27-year-old lost his life just moments after leaving home for work when the motorcycle he was riding collided with a motor lorry yesterday evening at Lodge Road, Christchurch. Critchlow would have celebrated his 28th birthday next month. Surrounded by grieving relatives at their home in Gall Hill, Christchurch, his grandmother, Pauline Critchlow, remembered him as a kind and loving person. She also reflected on their final moments together.
His father was here, and father had just given me breakfast. And he tells him, I'm here with my granny. I raise him. And you know, as a grandmother, was calling him up. I said, man, stop talking with our girls and things. I can't remember what time it was, and I saw the bike going up the road. And I said, Lord, have mercy. That's all I said. And soon after, he was going back to work. He's fixed machine, and he's paying with his father. So I turned him and said, all I said, be careful. I lay down at night, and I hear a bike. I just said, Father, if that is him, protect him and carry him home safe. But he's a loving child, and it hurt me more than ever to know that he gone so soon. But God knows best.
Pauline Critchlow, grandmother of Alex Critchlow, the country's latest road fatality victim. The dairy industry in Barbados continues to face serious challenges contributing to an ongoing milk shortage. President of the Barbados Dairy and Beef Association, Patrick Butcher, says a combination of issues, including problems with feed quality and prolonged droughts, have severely impacted local milk production. His comments came during a news conference to address the current milk shortage in the country.
There have been a number of issues in the industry over a period of time. We've had two significant issues with actual feed quality that impacted farms. 2 years ago, there was a significant challenge with the grain consumed by cows on two separate occasions. And on both occasions, the milk use probably flattened out considerably. And normally when that happens, it takes a long, long time before cows can recover. And so much so that some cows eventually went completely out of production. We have had significant periods of drought. And when you have those significant periods of drought, the ability to supply forage is also compromised. And the first reaction when you have shortages of forage is to try to augment the animals' intakes through feed. When you do that, there's almost little or no real means of recovering the animal.
However, in response to the ongoing milk shortage, 180 heifers were imported to help boost local dairy production. Mr. Butcher says consumers can expect to see the impact by June.
As far as the imported cows go, we just want to reiterate that we had a successful quarantine. The heifers were disseminated to the various farms, free of any challenges. Going forward, our intention is to try to increase our capacity to produce milk. Once cows calve, traditionally, it takes anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks for the production to start to build up. And then maybe week 6 is when they will start achieving peak production. The vast majority of the animals that have been imported, they're scheduled to calve between the months of March, April, and May. So we expect that certainly by the end of March, going into April, you will see a significant increase in the production. And by the time June rolls around, when most of them would have started to peak production, is when you will start to see the real production of the animals.
President of the Barbados Dairy and Beef Association, Patrick Butcher. A parenting expert is supporting calls by Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment Minister Charles Griffith for urgent intervention to assist parents. But Cicely Clark-Richmond, Director of the Parent Education for Development in Barbados, or PARADOS, stopped short of saying that parenting in Barbados is in crisis. Ms. Richmond told Starcom Network News that while she doesn't know the numbers to suggest that lack of responsible parenting has reached a crisis point, she confirmed that a number of people who are taking on the role are in trouble.
In terms of labouring it crisis, I am not sure because I don't have statistics, but I think that all of us recognise that we are in trouble when it comes to our young people and how they're reacting and behaving. Crime situation, a lot of the statistics would show you that a lot of young people are involved in crime. And when there is good parenting, those statistics would not be the way they are right now. Parents are being overwhelmed, parents are struggling, and we need to help them for sure.
She linked issues within co-parenting as a leading factor.
Co-parent is a big issue. You know, relationships break down and parents no longer want to see or talk to each other. They seem to forget that they have children who do not act to come into this world. And now they have to put away their differences and work together for the best interest of that child. And we're seeing a lot of that where parents are, you know, coming to counseling, yes, but can't even sit in the same room properly because of whatever the circumstances would have caused them to break up. But they're forgetting that they have children that who are dependent on them to survive and to, you know, make a living for themselves and to do their best.
Director of PARADOS, Cicely Clark-Richmond. The Barbados Red Cross Society's Meals on Wheels program has received a significant boost with the donation of a new vehicle and expanded kitchen facilities courtesy of the Maria Holder Memorial Trust. Speaking at the presentation ceremony, President of the Society, Fabiana Alexander, said the contribution will improve efficiency and allow the program to provide more meals to the elderly and other vulnerable individuals in need.
The Meals on Wheels program has been a beacon of hope, providing hot, nutritious meals to the elderly and homebound individuals living with disabilities, the indigent, and those who are simply unable to provide for themselves. This program embodies the spirit of humanity, the very essence of the Red Cross movement. With this generous grant from the Maria Holder Memorial Trust, we will not only, as I mentioned, receive this van, but we will also embark on an exciting and much needed redesign of our Meals on Wheels program, including the Meals on Wheels kitchen. This includes the full renovation of the kitchen, the expansion of our service to reach more persons in need, and the ability to scale up the program and provide for more persons in the event of disasters or emergencies. And
that's President of the Barbados Red Cross Society, Fabiana Alexander. And finally, a $53 billion U.S. reconstruction plan to rival President Donald Trump's idea for the U.S. to take over Gaza and move out more than 2 million Palestinians has been approved by Arab leaders at an emergency summit in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. The Egypt plan is now an Arab plan, announced the Secretary General of the Arab League at the end of the hours-long gathering. Without referring specifically to President Trump's ideas, he underlined that the, quote, Arab stance is to reject any displacement, whether it's voluntary or forced, end quote. Egypt had produced a detailed blueprint with a 91-page glossy document, including images of leafy neighborhoods and grand public buildings to counter the U.S. scheme labeled as a Middle East Riviera. recapping the headlines. A family of five homeless after a house fire in St. George. Meanwhile, another family mourns the loss of the latest road fatality victim. The dairy industry reports challenges with which have been contributing to the ongoing milk shortage. A parenting expert supports the call for urgent intervention to assist parents. And Arab leaders have approved a $53 billion U.S. dollar alternative to U.S. President Donald Trump's Gaza plan. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.